Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
8.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. It's a lot of bad stuff happening out there, isn't there? Pakistani military school attacked. A bunch of teenagers and children murdered by the Taliban, 126 of them to be exact. Bad time. It is a bad time. But, it isn't here because of us. Another thing that's happening, which is going to butt up squarely up against federal law, for some reason, they're not going to let the new town is never going to die. This is the time of year that it gets ginned up. It's 2 days ago was its second anniversary. And let's for a moment take as a take it. Let's just take it under as a fact that it happened. Okay, I have questions about it actually happening, but let's say that it did. 20 children, 6 adults murdered by a deranged attacker. I can't imagine the pain of losing a child. I've had a couple of instances where my imagination has run wild when one of them had been late coming home, and that wasn't fun. And that, you know, it turned out to be just a false alarm. I can't imagine what it's like when it really happens. Now, you have some fame-hungry lawyers who have decided to try to bring a frivolous lawsuit against firearm manufacturer Bushmaster, a firearms distributor, and a gun store. This is a case that boggles the mind due to its sheer stupidity. A law firm representing the families of 9 of the 26 people killed and a teacher injured in the Sandy Hook Elementary School says it has filed a lawsuit against the manufacturer, distributor, and seller of the rifle used in the shooting. The negligence and wrongful death lawsuit asserts that the Bushmaster AR-15 rifle should not have been made publicly available because it is a military weapon unsuited for civilian use. It is not a military weapon. Believe me, it is not a military weapon. It does not have a select fire switch. That makes it not a military weapon. It looks very close to a military weapon. But the glaring omission is that select fire switch. In addition to Bushmaster, the families have named Camfor, a firearms distributor, and Riverview Gun Sales, the store where the Bushmaster rifle was purchased in 2010. Messages seeking comment from the defendants were not immediately returned. They don't have to be returned. Nancy Lanza legally bought that gun. That gun was legal at the time. It is legal today. She passed all of the prerequisites to own a gun in Connecticut, which they're not, you know, there's waiting periods and everything else. But all of this stuff is, this is, I don't know if this is them attempting to deal with their pain, or if this is them listening to some lawyer. The AR-15 was designed in 1957, the year the first electric watch was created. New York City got rid of the trolley cars that year. And Buddy Holly and the Crickets recorded "That'll Be the Day." The AR in AR-15 stands for Armalite. That's the company that made it originally, the civilian version. It does not stand for assault rifle. They also developed the AR-5, an over-under rimfire rifle shotgun, and the AR-7, a 22 rifle that falls apart and goes into its own buttstock. The AR-15 is a semi-automatic weapon, which means it merely loads itself every time a round is fired. When it is fired, some of the energy of a shot being fired is used to eject the empty cartridge and reload the chamber with a live round of ammunition. Semi-autos are not new. They've been around for 130 years, and semi-automatics are the most common rifles and pistols sold in the United States year to year. The AR's military cousins, the M16, the M4, are truly military hardware. Because they have select fire switches. Because they can dump a magazine with one pull of the trigger. And that's an important distinction. When Josh Sugarman first manufactured the term assault weapon in an attempt to confuse the American people, it was in the hopes that people would look at this and say, it's a machine gun. This is a... you know, their claim that the AR-15 design is a military weapon suited for civilian use is an unsolicited and uneducated opinion and nothing more. I mean, they are in use today. They're in use all over. There's probably 10, 15 million of these things out there. As a matter of fact, the American public, the purchasing public, has found this to be very well suited for civilian use. And it is because of this, the AR-15 is the most common centerfire rifle sold in the United States year in and year out. The AR-15 is a mature technology. They have worked out the kinks to a reasonable degree. It's lightweight, it's reasonably powerful, has good ergonomics, and has great aftermarket support. It's like a set of Legos. And they're saying they shouldn't be available. These lawyers are. They're writing law. They're making an opinion, and they want to make a legal case out of it. People that buy them like the fact they can be fired by people of any size. They are accurate. They're easy to modify for specific kinds of shooting, using a wide range of aftermarket products. In many target shooting disciplines, they are a required item. Many firearms experts also hold the opinion that the AR-15 is arguably the best self-defense firearm platform that a civilian may readily own in the United States. So to put it bluntly, they don't have a viable case. They are acting on emotion. They have completely voided themselves of all logic. And they're not acting on the law. There's no law that specifies that. I mean, there's laws, there's FOPA. You can't sue the manufacturer. If this were the case, Chevrolet would get sued every time a drunk driver takes somebody out. What we should see is we should see this case get tossed for having no merit. But that will all depend upon the judge. And expect to see this be appealed and appealed and appealed, and maybe it'll go to the Supreme Court. I don't know. We'll see. But this is a waste of their time, and it's going to be a waste of money for Bushmaster and Cam4 and the gun shop that sold it to Lance Alonzo. And I'm sorry they can't deal with their loss any other way. There is no closure. When you lose a child, I can't imagine there ever being closure to where you wake up one morning and you say, I'm quite at peace with this now. There can never be that. No matter what you go after, you're on a fool's errand if you're trying to find that. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Laura Sheris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Youngevity's immune booster, Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I finally talked to Lionheart Industries yesterday, and my information that I have is that a little more than 90% of the guns have gone out. Lionheart decided after this black market sale to supply the people that bought guns on the Black Friday sale before they did their distributors. And it has been all hands on deck. And it wasn't just the guns. You guys went out and you bought magazines and you bought holsters and all this other stuff. So they are, they have been, it sounds like it's been sort of punishing, because I talked to one of the owners and he's been working in the shipping department trying to get all of this stuff out. I don't have it. They don't even know how many they've sold yet. They don't even know how many they've sold. So more on that as time comes up. Or as it comes to me, I guess. Virginia decided to elect a governor that was a carpetbagger. He is a carpetbagger. Terry McAuliffe is not a Virginia guy. He's an Arkansas guy. He's a Bill Clinton guy. But he wanted to be governor, so he parachutes in on his carpetbag-made canopy into Virginia, and a couple of the bigger population centers elected him. But when you elect an anti-liberty candidate for governor, you should and can and must expect him to come after your basic human rights every chance he gets. Yesterday, he unveiled a package of gun restrictions in Virginia that he wants to see become law, including a renewal of the state's one-a-month limit on handgun purchases and a requirement that buyers at gun shows undergo background checks. He also proposes keeping guns away from people convicted of crimes related to domestic violence and revoking concealed handgun permits for parents who are behind on child support payments. He will unveil his plan during a speech in Arlington the day after the two-year anniversary of the Sandy Hook Elementary School, which has already come to pass. He's already given this speech. Couple things. First things first. Virginia is still controlled by Republicans. And they are unlikely to support McAuliffe's raft of gun control legislation. And this is and his proposals are little more than political gamemanship. They're not something that are viable. First of all, time-based purchase limits, one a month, one every 10 days, one every 50 days, whatever, have never had any demonstrated impact on crime. Because criminals do not buy their firearms from the gun shows or the gun dealers that are affected by these laws. They affect you as a law-abiding citizen, but they don't affect a criminal. Guns bought from FFLs at gun shows already require background checks. And liberty-minded private sellers ignore intrusive laws forcing background checks in other states in which they've been mandated. There's no way to enforce that unless you have a registry. And then you have to have people checking up on you. Then you become a police state, which I know there's some of you out there saying, well, we're already there. Bear with me. McAuliffe's plan to revoke concealed carry permits of parents behind on child support, that's just spite. It's not based upon any physical threat posed by deadbeat parents to their offspring. There's a lot of reason. I've been behind on child support before. I was married once before. And every time I got behind, it was because I lost a job. So, why would you revoke my permit if my only problem is I can't pay it? Not because I'm not paying it. Which, that's not the only reason deadbeat parents don't pay their child support, but they have ways of dealing with people like that if they decide to do so, and stripping them of all their rights should not be one of them. Most of his proposals are incoherent. They're incoherent. There is, especially the whole 30-day, one gun every 30 days. That proves nothing. That stops nothing. This isn't, and he's not being serious about what he's proposing out there. This is him lobbing out there some feel-good stuff for his base. He's going to try to tweak the Republican legislature. He gives the anti-gun radicals that helped him elect him something to caw about. Of all the restrictions that he offered, only the vague call for keeping guns away from people convicted of crimes related to domestic violence sounds plausible. it's plausible until you realize that it isn't actually addressing domestic violence, but instead crimes related to domestic violence. And what does that mean? That could mean anything. It's incredibly and maybe intentionally undefined. So he's not going to get very much in the way of traction on any of these proposals. And he never intended to. He never intended to. He knows there's no snowball chance this gets passed his legislature. And yet he lobs us out there. And that's just meant to appease some people. Virginia has a very low crime rate. They have open carry. They have concealed carry. It's not bad to be in Virginia. Except for Terry McAuliffe. I've never understood why Virginia tossed aside Cuccinelli. I understand that there was a lot of stuff done in the press and a lot of manipulations with things he said and everything else. But does that mean that the people of Virginia don't know how to research and read between the lines and behind the facade? And they let a guy from out of state come in and become governor of the state. They let a bureaucrat land in their state, and now he's in the governor's mansion. Makes me wonder. It makes me wonder. Once again, it defies logic. I can't apply logic to any of this stuff. I really need to get away from that, I guess. As a Second Amendment advocate, I'm against domestic crime. I'm against all crime. I'm against crime done with a fork. I'm against crime done with a fist. I'm against all that stuff. I'm not, and you know, my solution is fairly simple. Be ready, be prepared. When we get back, we're going to talk about how to be prepared. Because I'm going to give you 10 serious things to consider that you need to have in your toolbox if you get into a gunfight, like the kind of domestic violence victim might get into. Although it wouldn't be a gunfight. It'd just be the domestic violence victim pulling out a gun and dealing with her tormentor. Or his, I guess, in some cases. But that's all beside the point. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts, explored, shared, and passed down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past together. We are GCNlive.com. GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Gunfighting. That's what we're all training to do if we're carrying a gun. If we're carrying a gun, there's a chance we may be involved in a gunfight if we're carrying to defend. To maintain a gunfighter mindset, that mentality that you have to have, there are some critical habits that you need to develop and continually drill in order to win if that fateful day ever comes when you might face a determined armed adversary for real. Number one is you need to keep your head up. Situational awareness. You'll often hear that the attack came out of nowhere. Actually, no, it did not. People that say that were not paying attention. They had their head down. They weren't seeing the danger. And the assailant was just waiting for that distraction. When you are in public, you are in a dangerous place. You need to keep your eyes up. You need to watch other people and what they're doing. You need to notice details. Look to each side. Look behind you. A leading firearm trainer says that in his training shootouts, if something unexpected happens, like a stoppage or running out of ammunition, many people plant their feet in cement and gawk down at their gun. That seems to be very natural, but it's also very lethal. You need to practice in the dark so that you can smoothly do everything that's necessary to keep a gun functional without having to look at it. Your eyes should be busy feeding you information, not looking at your hands. Then you need to learn to identify what's significant. As you're going about your daily life, you are on sensory overload. You're being bombarded by visual and audio input, oral input. Most of this information is worthless. Some of it may be interesting, but it's not important. What you need to know when you're out there in the dangerous world is what affects your safety and your continued existence. Develop the habit of paying attention to things that you may have to react to quickly. Distinguish the significant from the insignificant. You want to perceive as far in advance as you can anything that might represent a threat so that you can alter your behavior to protect your best interests. I'll give you an example. When you come to a stoplight, how much of a distance do you leave between you and the car in front of you? And how much are you looking down the sides of your car through the rearview mirror? Because that's where a carjacker might be coming up from. I can see what's in front without turning my head. And I can see what's behind me without turning my head just by using those mirrors. Seeing is very important. And you need to, that brings us to our next point. You need to see with honest eyes. You need to develop a sense of what is important. Developing that skill to rapidly size up a situation is important, but the key is then you got to have the courage to admit the facts even when you don't like them. In some scenarios, on the street, denial is often a problem. You may see danger signs compounding, but you don't want to confront what you're seeing. So you make excuses in your mind. That looks bad, but it isn't. Don't pretend that reality isn't true. Face the situation squarely. And remember that you're not going to be able to shape the circumstance to it. Once you've got all that in place, then you need to have a plan. You view the world through a filter that's composed of your collective life experience. The more diverse your experience, the more sophisticated you're likely to be in analyzation and reaction to what you see. The more exposure you have, the more likely you are to recognize a potential threat and relate it to something you've already confronted and controlled in the past. You'll have a greater sense of what will work and won't, and this will all be based on previous results. We need to avoid cerebral fibrillation, which is a fancy way of saying panic. And understand this is a human condition. It doesn't take very much for us to become overwhelmed. During World War II, many soldiers froze up or didn't shoot at all in combat. Or they fired into the air with comfort shots, making themselves feel comfortable by making their weapon go off. Scenario exercises that are progressively more difficult can help you learn to flow through your plan, moving smoothly from whatever you're doing to what you need to do next. Stay ahead of a developing situation. And breathe. Keep breathing. That's very important, believe it or not. Some people hold their breath. It's instinctive. Holding your breath is part of panic. When you don't keep oxygen flowing to your brain, you can't think clearly. If all that's happening, then the next is very important. You need to stay in motion. Stopping and standing still is a frequent reaction to attacks, just the opposite of what's desirable. If you hear a gunshot go off, it's okay to look in the direction that you hear the gunshot going off, but you need to be grabbing your significant other or anybody that's close to you and snatching them and getting behind cover while you're watching. You don't need to stand there going, "What?" They call that getting off the X. When you sense danger, move laterally to a threat. When you move forward or backward in a straight line, you're still in line. You need to keep moving till you're behind cover. Then when you get behind cover, you need to actually use it. I've been in a lot of training classes where we have barriers set up, and people will actually step well away from the barrier and just shoot because it's more comfortable. You need to hug that cover. You need to hug that cover. You need to fight through the speed bumps. What is a speed bump? Well, running out of ammunition is a speed bump. Oh, that's good. Being wounded is a speed bump. Get around them. And, of course, there's maintaining the offensive. You have to maintain the offensive. If you're not, I mean, that's just part and parcel of it. You have to maintain the offensive. And you have to maintain it until it is over. You have to keep the fight going. Very often that can happen without a shot. And the key to making all of this easier to do is going to be reinforcement, rigorous reinforcement. Drilling in good tactics through scenario training is not an entertainment enterprise. Done right, it's arduous, it's challenging, it's sometimes frustrating. It's work. Regular repeated rehearsal is the core component of warrior performance. Just ask the U.S. military. They do it every day. When your life is on the line, it's the habit you have cultivated in this training that's going to make the difference. All of those are very important. And the only way to get to arrive at that is through training. And the goal to the training, for any of the anti-gunners that may be listening, is not to kill anybody, but to live through an encounter. That's the goal. What I do to the attacker is going to be purely based upon the attacker. I'm going to do unto others. If he's determined to try to shoot me, then I'm going to be very determined to try to shoot him first. If I reveal my determination and he decides that this just isn't for him and he runs away, gun goes back in the holster, shirt goes back over the gun in the holster, maybe I'll vomit. After that adrenaline dump, maybe I'll have a reaction or two. But it's not, you know. Think about that. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming from the waste of bandwidth called Salon.com. Written by... I don't know. Written by Amanda Gailey at Salon.com. For some reason, she seems to think that the trigger to a civil war here in the United States should have been based upon the recent announcements that white police officers would not face trial for shooting unarmed black men. This should have been a good opportunity for us, the gun extremists. Although we have a grasp of constitutional law and American history, but we seem to lack in empathy and decency. Because we tell everybody that they're a well-armed populace is needed to keep the peace. If I am a gun extremist, then I am one of the most extreme. Because I put on a uniform and wore that for nearly 7 years to defend that right and every other right that Americans are born with, that all men and women are born with. But for some reason, only here in the United States did somebody have the forethought to think that we should include this in what makes us. She points out, or says, that white private citizens have been conspicuously absent from the struggle against actual government oppression in U.S. history. Native American genocide, Jim Crow, women's subjugation, Japanese internment camps. I don't know enough about the... I know that we fought the Indians. And I know that women weren't born with the right to vote. Jim Crow was a liberal product. Thank you, Amanda. That came from your side. And the Japanese internment camps came from your side. Thank you so very much. But she wonders why things aren't different this time. Why we aren't standing up when we could have stood up for these things. After all, Open Carry Texas recently planned to educate the black residents of Houston's Fifth Ward about their gun rights by marching with semi-automatic rifles and a bullwhip through their residential streets. She believes that gun rights activists actively inform people that the struggle for guns endangering the public is actually like a struggle for black civil rights. So how did we, the gun rights extremists, react to the news that Darren Wilson would not face trial for killing an unarmed fellow citizen? She lists a bunch of stuff. Let me tell you how I reacted to it. A 294-pound, 6'4" criminal thug coming at a police officer. If you attack a police officer, there's a very good chance you're going to get perforated. Color notwithstanding. Now, where is this venom for Tamir Rice? Where is this venom for, Crawford, the kid that was shot in the Walmart, was black, with a BB gun? Where's the venom for that? Why aren't you in Chicago beating this drum? Why are you out there with an actual criminal making out like he was somebody's darling, which I'm sure his parents thought he was quite cute? But when you're attacking a cop, there's a very good chance that that cop is going to take care of you. Very good chance. Now, some people, like C.J. Grisham, who's an open carry advocate out of Texas, said that if there's rioting starting, I would stand in arms, side to side with the police to fight that back, to maintain things. Then they go out and they find people like Corey Watkins, who got... He's a somewhat known cop blocker who got hit by a drunk driver, got a $300 ticket because he has no driver's license. He says, I don't ask permission to drive a car. I pay for it on a road. I pay for it. She calls people that are, as she says, gun extremists, hatriots. That actually show up protesting around the country with guns, predictably, there to menace protesters rather than to stand in solidarity against governmental oppression. The Oath Keepers, who stood side by side with Ferguson residents, it just happened, hey, Amanda, they just happened to be black Americans that were protecting places. They stood side by side with them. But no, the Oath Keepers were jumping at the possibility of hunting black people, according to her. In Dallas, the armed, this is what she says, in Dallas, the armed open carry group, come and take it, stalked protesters as they marched against the non-indictment, claiming to be protecting private property against riots, despite the fact that marchers were peaceful and that nobody gave come and take it the legal authority to use lethal force to protect strangers' property. Amanda, you haven't got a clue where you live, do you? You really don't. You don't understand the nature of a whole lot of things, do you? Let me explain the nature of a whole lot of things. There are some people on this planet, Amanda, that want to see the world burn, just like they say in the Batman movie. I'm sure you've seen it. That was true. They just want to see the world burn. They profit from it. Now, I just talked about the 10 rules of gunfighting. One, keeping your head up. You need to get your head out of your fourth point of contact and take a look at the world in which you live. Do I think there's police abuse and all kinds of abuses? You betcha. You bet your boots I do. However, I think that the Wilson Brown shooting was a righteous shoot. Getting out there, an unarmed black man. How many unarmed black people get killed by black gang members? Why aren't you up in arms about that? They're just sitting on the front porch. They're not attacking a cop. They're young. They're on a tricycle. They're sitting in a car. Why aren't you up in arms about that? We also, according to Amanda, we post racist memes. You know what? I am so pleased here in the United States today that the overwhelming support for gun rights has been tipped over by the black Americans that have embraced having a gun for self-defense. Because that makes the Amandas of the world and the Salon.coms of the world look like idiots, which is what they are. They're just idiots. They're idiots that, they paid attention in English. They paid attention in English. They can write. According to Amanda, we in the gun rights advocacy, we relished the fact that an armed agent of the government had gotten away with killing someone. We relished the fact that a militarized police force was tear gassing their fellow citizens. We thought it was enjoyable and good watching to see a car barrel through protesters. We're just bloodthirsty. These people are part of the problem. They're part of the problem. We cannot take law enforcement and hamstring them to where they can't do their job. Do I like the way some of these guys do their job? You bet. No way. There's no way I like it. No. There's no way. But what Amanda wants is she wants us to go after them and execute them summarily. We should be standing with the unarmed black men thugs that strong arm robberies and then attack a police officer. We should be with them for justice. When she finishes out by saying that when we, the gun extremists, see Wilson and Brown, we don't care about oppression because we don't see ourselves as the oppressed party. We're not the oppressed party. Gun rights advocates, gun rights people are not the oppressed party. You're kidding me, right, Amanda? You are kidding me. We identify instinctively with the white man with the gun because for now, for them, for us, now as always, white and might make right. Amanda, sample my glutamus maximus. Let's roll into hour number two. I'm going to go take my blood pressure medication on Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.